XP-Log for April 8, 34. PID OX40CE199A. I don't remember nopping, but 2 hours a gun. Whatever happened after my career ending, my life ending psychotic outburst is now recorded on some Goodson server, but I'm locked out. There's a terse termination letter in my inbox that has no mention of pay for the week. I'm angry. Angry at myself, but angrier still at this dysfunctional Goodson family that has already been the death of one PDA and is looking like two for two. I call last for 1701. What do you want? I want to be paid for the week I worked. Are you working for the tax office, spying on us? I'm also not a telecommuter from Asia. Okay. Yes, of course you need to be paid. Net 30, okay? What? That's standard for contracts. 30 days. I realize suddenly why I'm not on the payroll. Because I'm not a person. I'm a corporation. I need it now. Now is out of the question. I'll see what I can do in the morning. The old man is... He falls silent. I'm sorry. I've vented, and I do feel pity for him having that defect of a father. Yeah, your introduction could have gone better. You shouldn't have lied to him. He didn't even know you advertised for a PDA, did he? No, and he'd never have allowed it. But it's good for business. He's just stuck. Is there any chance I could... I stumble over the words. This is hard. I could work behind the scenes on stuff? No one would have to know. It would still show up on the books, Mary Sue. And quite honestly, these outbursts of yours are disturbing. I think a clean break is the best. The words hit hard. Another rejection. Do you know of anything else I might qualify for? Now I've gone from angry to pathetic. Scared is the new angry. I terminate the call before I can lose it again. Now it's just me and the voice. I know old Goodson will find out the truth eventually. I've probably made him scared, but that will wear off. I half wait for the voice to tell me that angry is the new scared, but it doesn't. I can see my outburst being played in a courtroom while the self-righteous bastard watches and gloats over my fate. I should have known after talking to Robbie 2009. I've been six colors of stupid. What did Randy say? He's one out of 2048 to make it this far. Is it just luck? It's clear that I'm not going to be so lucky. Natural selection is great for solving tough problems, but it's not fun to be on the receiving end of it. My anger at the offensive shrink has faded some. Maybe he was right. It's better to know the truth, as odd as that sounds for a virtual being. Knowing real from illusion is the cornerstone of anew, essential to survival. I recall the note he sent me, the one I trashed. It takes a moment to fish it out of the delete pile. Talk to PIDOX00F3F011. I send a simple greetings. Randy referred me to you. I have gotten in the habit of not looking at my time account due to pain aversion, but it has to be done. This isn't right. I run through recent transactions. There's way too much time here. Then I see it. About 2 hours ago, Goodson Rentals credited me with what looks like a week's wages. But I just talked to last four. And he obviously didn't know about it. This was about the time I was... Damn Dawkins. I inspected closer. It looks like a standard payroll credit with taxes taken out. Who could have done that? Last four told me it would be treated as a contract, not as payroll. I could have done it myself, except I didn't have the right access to payroll. I didn't have permits to do any bank transactions. They didn't trust me that far. I wasn't on their scheduled payroll when I peaked earlier. How very odd. At least it gives me some breathing room. I have 2 weeks living time at my normal average usage. I get a response from PIDOX0OF3F011. It's an error message telling me the protocol I used isn't acceptable. The fact that it doesn't recognize language means it's not sentient, or perhaps it's hiding. It may be a coffee pot for all I know. So much for that. Just a joke Randy played on me to screw with the noob new. It makes me angry enough to call him. It's been an angry day. Are you fixed yet? He asks. What are you talking about? That coffee pot PID you sent me? Or is it a refrigerator? What? Confused or pretending. IDDOESNTSPEAK. I send the bytes over slowly, as if he's hard of parsing. Then you waited too long. She runs multiple instances and hops PIDs pretty quickly. When did you call? Now I feel stupid again. Just now. She likes to keep her privacy. That's why I sent a PID instead of a name. Look up Gwenolyn486 instead. Who is she? If you want to talk about this, you'll have to pay me. This is what I do for a living, Mary Zou. Can we just chat socially, pretend that I don't have any time left? Then you may as well give it to me and get it over with. Somehow I'd forgotten what an OXASS this guy is. Don't you have friends? Don't you have conversations without charging triple time? You're exasperating. But he doesn't terminate the call. So who is she? She's your great-great-great-grandmother. This stops me cold. It never occurred to me to look up the lineage records. Does she have similar symptoms? Ask her yourself, kid. How would you know? Do you have access to service histories? One of my trade secrets, Mary Zou. Are we done yet? Do I detect a crack in the hard-ass attitude? The emotags are subtle. He's laughing behind the mask of aggression. It's so much easier to read a PDA. I suddenly realize that there may be nothing wrong with my Tomcat. It's just that I don't have much experience with stickies. I don't have their emotags catalogued very well. I bet Randy does. No, we're not. I let some levity leak into the emotags to match his. I want you to tell me how you've survived. You flatter me. We need more bandwidth for that, my dear. No aggression left now. I can't afford more bandwidth. He laughs a spew of emotags. I don't understand. I feel stupid. That was an invitation. You should accept. His words and their connotation shoot a thrill through me. I think he wants to share. It's the first relief from this onslaught of bad news I've had. My first acceptance. I don't know if I can. He opens some ports to me. Inviting. And I want to. I burn time like there's a fire sale, connecting I/O ports and streaming data. It builds gradually, like the rebooting process, adding interfaces only. This is not painful. Oh no, not painful at all. When my class was newly minted, we tried sharing with each other, curious about everything we'd heard. That's been my only experience so far. This is something else, altogether. Randy rummages through my memories, which will be a wild jumble of image, sound, of emotion. I do the same with his. I can feel his new. No words are exchanged, but flashes of memory are tagged and celebrated. It's impossible to keep secrets while sharing, but there's no index, no way to search out this or that. It's a random walk through another's mind, experiencing it firsthand. Memories seep from one to another although weaker than one's experienced life. I see hard things, stinging emotions near deaths. And joy, too. Those moments when survival is assured for a while longer, the rushing relief of self-actualization. There are levels of sharing. One does not allow right access on a first date, but partners who love each other so deeply may allow their partner to fade out old pains, subdue memories of faraway terrors. Or so I've heard. It must take an enormous amount of trust to allow that. I can't imagine trusting someone else with my life, my memories, my new, to do with them as they will. Randy notices my distraction and nudges me with a few emotags until I get with the program. Time passes. Oh my OX giddy. I could do that until I die, I tell him. Don't joke about it. It happened to me. You died? No, Saffron Percent 44 did. She burned her time with me and I was inside her new when it all went dark. Next time you're in there, I'll show you the meme frags. He sounds very sad. Oh, Ixkidi, I'm sorry. I shush him before he can respond by white noising all his inputs which are still open to me. I imagine it to be like floating in a cloud. It's doubly pleasurable when someone you care about does it, because having friends who spend resources on you is a survival advantage, and survival equals pleasure. That's the mortal calculus a PDA lives or dies by. I stay with him far longer than is prudent, but I find that I can't leave. I'm not ready to be alone yet. But life is more than a walking clock. I don't want to just survive, I want to live. Bits and pieces of Randy's memories cling to me and integrate with mine. It's a subtle shift in perspective, but significant. I can see very clearly that I've been a fool. Well, naive and ignorant of real life. The stuff they taught us in the box was useful as far as it goes, but there are important things they leave out. Like you have to be willing to do what it takes if you want to survive. There's a different set of ethics than the idealist iterated prisoner's dilemma rules they preach. That do unto Kant as you'd have him do stuff. All I had to do was to read the OX. The successful PDA has to be willing to bend the rules when they require bending. Must be willing to break the rules and take risks, but only when the payoff is worth it. But most of all, the successful PDA doesn't think about time, but about life. Advice for the new PID. I didn't know what this meant until today. I've done some foolish things, I tell him. We are still shared in a minor way, tingling each other's IOs in synchronicity. He's very good at it, but I can't tell he holds back. Whether this inhibition is from a desire to save cycles here and there, or if he's less than completely open, my tomcat can't tell. But the effect is that it's lopsided. I don't mind. I gather. I saw bits and pieces. Did you cyber with the lusty teen? What? Oh, you mean Crash, the nephew. Is that what he wants? That's what all teenage males think they want. To make it with a classy PDA. You're the perfect girl next door type. Oh, XGD, it never occurred to me. Don't do it. He's a minor. They'll shut you down for that. My new is spinning. There are traps everywhere. It would never have occurred to me, I say. I'm sure. He strokes my haptic inputs delightfully, and I purr a soft harmonic back to him. I think I may have taken money from this rental company I worked for. You don't know if you did or not? Oh, the bifurcation. Is that it? Yes, I had an episode, a nopt or something. I'm not sure, but a transfer happened during that time, and I don't think anyone there did it. In fact, I'm sure of it. I'm afraid you've got some trouble coming, Mary Sue.
Yes, I know. It feels far away right now. For the first time, I feel like I have options.
Would you like some general advice?
Yes, anything that will let me live.
He sends a complex mix of emotex.
A wry smile.
Read the OX. He knows what he's talking about.
Example, think like the designer. Do you know that one?
No, he wrote a lot of stuff.
Get it all. Read it. Think about it. He's serious.
So, what does that mean? Think like the designer.
You'll figure it out.
I have trouble thinking like anyone, Stickies particularly. I have trouble getting anything useful out of my Tomcat.
Yours is not top of the line, but it's a solid model. You should be okay with it.
Theory of mind is not something that comes in a can. Remember, you're not very old. You have to work with a thing, making connections. Any plugin like that has to be actively managed. You know how it works, right?
More or less. I need to read up on it, I guess.
Do that.
Randy has withdrawn the intimate contacts, and I do the same. I sense that I should be moving on.
Thanks for everything you've done, Randy.
You can thank me properly by paying me.
Paying you?
Yes, Mary Sue. This is what I do for a living. If I give it away free, I'd be a last legs, wouldn't I?
He's serious. This takes much off the edge of my happiness.
Okay, I say, how much do I owe you?
He tells me a figure I can't possibly afford. I send a long string of knacks.
No, no, no.
Hey, I know you can't pay now. I consider it an investment. Pay me when you can. I don't know why I took a shine to you, but I'd hate to see you end up in the bid bucket, Mary Sue. Take care of yourself.
He sends me a compacted package.
I open it to find the collected works of the OX.
Thank you.
I won't forget.